From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Secretary of State Colin Powell arrived in Damascus, Syria today. He said he plans to raise a wide range of issues while there, from Syria's alleged possession of chemical weapons to its military presence in Lebanon. But topping the agenda, U.S. officials say, will be what they claim is Syria's support for terrorism. From Damascus, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
Inside the Spartan offices here of the Palestinian militant group Hamas, the mood is relaxed. An unannounced visitor is offered a glass of sweet tea. A male employee shrugs when asked if he's worried about U.S. pressure on Syria to end support for Hamas. It won't be a big deal, he says. Hamas is only engaged in media activities here. Our main operations, he adds, are in Palestine. But to Washington, the Hamas office is evidence of Syrian backing for terrorism. During talks here, Powell is expected to press the Syrians to cut their ties to radical Palestinian groups and to stop supporting the Lebanese Shiite movement Hezbollah. With the release of the roadmap for a settlement of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, Washington says it wants Israel's neighbors to create conditions necessary for peace. For their part, Syrian officials insist they do not support terrorists. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Buthaina Shaban says Palestinian groups like Hamas and Islamic Jihad, as well as Hezbollah, are resistance movements with a legitimate right to fight Israeli occupation of Arab land.
We are against occupation. We are with movements that resist occupation and achieve independence.
But Arab analysts say Syria is in a poor position to resist U.S. pressure now and has already shown a willingness to cooperate. A few weeks ago, Damascus quickly closed its borders with Iraq after Washington warned Syria not to give refuge to members of Saddam Hussein's regime. Nabil Sharif, editor-in-chief of the Jordanian daily El Dastur, says it's very likely that Syria will take additional steps to placate Washington, such as shutting down the offices of Hamas and Islamic Jihad.
I don't think it's going to be that costly, because people understand that the pressure that Syria is facing is tremendous, and sometimes it is not wise to resist pressure of that kind, especially in view of what happened in Iraq.
But the question of Hezbollah is more complicated, say analysts. Hezbollah is both a political party with members in Lebanon's parliament and an armed resistance movement. Its guerrillas long fought Israeli occupation forces in South Lebanon, and since Israel's withdrawal 3 years ago, they have continued to clash with Israeli troops across the border. American University of Beirut professor Nizar Hamzeh says Syria, still the main power broker in Lebanon, would probably be willing to pressure the guerrillas to refrain from military actions against Israel. Hamzeh says Damascus might also agree to stop the flow of arms to Hezbollah. But, he says, Syria is not likely to disarm the guerrillas as some in Washington would like. That could lead to tensions with Hezbollah's main sponsor, Iran, or even to a military confrontation with the guerrillas themselves, he says.
Where are these positions? How do you disarm them? What do? You go into everybody's house and disarm them? Meaning that you have to disarm the party.
Syria, he says, will seek ongoing talks regarding Hezbollah. And if Damascus is asked to disarm the organization, Hamzeh says Syria will demand major incentives from Washington.
By the end of the day, I think Syria is going to question, if I fulfill this list, what do you have for me in return?
Hamzeh says Syria will be looking for reassurances that it will be part of any U.S. initiative for a comprehensive Arab-Israeli peace settlement, one that will guarantee the return of Arab lands, including the Golan Heights. Jordanian commentator Nabil Sharif says once that happens, Syria will no longer need to back militant anti-Israeli groups, nor will they have any reason to exist. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Damascus.